Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. The plans I draft include lifelong subtrusts for kids, which protect them from creditors, predators, divorce, and maybe themselves, depending on control. You can even incentivize postmortem transmission of values you care about. But that works better if you get buy-in now. Holiday meals are the perfect time to adopt, implement, and refine your family mission statement. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105 or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, lawnews.tv.
Hello from the Groves on 41, where olive oil is our favorite subject.
Yes, and we are seeing an increasing awareness of the health benefits of olive oil, not just for your heart, but your brain and your skin, too. I'm drinking it. Consuming more olive oil is easy with our crazy flavors, like cinnamon, raspberry, rosemary, and more. You could have olive oil for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and dessert.
Schedule a tasting and tour at the Groves on 41, or visit us at a farmer's market Saturday mornings in Templeton, Tuesday mornings in Paso, and want to learn more? Go to thegrovesonforty1.com.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, December 26, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Road closures, accidents, and damage from Christmas storm. Slow cog to pursue half-cent sales tax in 2026. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds today with some showers, highs in the mid-50s. It's 50 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills than 75. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. San Luis Obispo County was pelted with rain this Christmas, causing closures and various kinds of damage. In Paso Robles, there was a report of flooding on the number 1 and number 2 lanes of the southbound US 101 at 13th Street. North River Road was closed due to significant mud and debris, according to the city of Paso Robles, affecting the road from Union Road to River Oaks Drive. Portions of South River Road were affected as well, from Creston to Navajo. At Highway 46 West, boulders were blocking both lanes. Several vehicles were either struck or involved in accidents early Thursday morning throughout San Luis Obispo County as well. In Atascadero, a portion of the canopy of a Shell gas station at the corner of Kerberill Avenue and Highway 41 collapsed, forcing the station to close temporarily. Showers will continue this morning, and a flood watch for San Luis Obispo County remains in effect through Friday afternoon. The annual New Year's Eve celebration for Paso Robles will be returning next week on Thursday, December 31st. Returning by popular demand, the city's New Year's Eve bonfire and concerts start at 7 p.m., with a countdown to midnight for the East Coast starting at 9. Event highlights include live music from the Lucky Devils Band, food trucks, beer, wine, and cocktails, Dragon Night Stillwalkers, and of course the spectacular bonfire, all with free admission. Chairs, dogs, or outside alcohol are not allowed inside the event area. Come celebrate New Year's Eve in the Pass Robles Downtown City Park. Slocog to pursue half-cent sales tax in 2026. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blaze & Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blaze and Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazeandbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. Earlier this month, the San Luis Obispo Council of Governments voted to move forward with the draft expenditure plan for the proposed self-help transportation funding measure. The vote was 10-1, with County Supervisor Heather Moreno dissenting, and is the next step to placing the Local Roads First initiative on the November 2026 ballot. Slocog was initially considering placing this on the 2024 ballot, but refrained due to a lack of faith it would pass. The expenditure plan, according to a release by Slocog, includes structured accountability tools with a robust citizen oversight committee. The draft expenditure plan has been presented to the City of Paso Robles and will be presented to the Atascadero City Council and County Board of Supervisors in January. If approved, the draft plan will serve as the legally binding roadmap for how all locally generated transportation revenues must be spent should the measure be approved. CHP announced they arrested 13 suspects earlier this month and recovered more than $800,000 in merchandise. The suspects were involved in a coordinated, organized retail theft network in California. CHP says on October 1st, the Rockland Police Department conducted a traffic stop involving the suspects, and during the investigation, the suspects provided information identifying the individuals who were purchasing stolen merchandise from them and reselling it for a profit. CHP conducted further investigation and surveillance operations with the Organized Retail Crime Task Force, eventually obtaining multiple search warrants for 6 residences, 3 storage lockers, and 1 storage lot. In addition to the merchandise and arrest of suspects, investigators seized 2 firearms, $10,000 in cash, 5 vans, 2 passenger vehicles, and 2 trailers. In sports for the NFL, yesterday the Cowboys beat the Commanders 30-23, the Vikings over the Lions 23-10, the Broncos beat the Chiefs 20-13. On Sunday the 28th, KPRL will have a triple header with the Seahawks and Panthers, then the Giants and Raiders, and finally the Bears and 49ers. In the NBA, yesterday the Rockets beat the Lakers 119-96, the Warriors over the Mavericks 126-116, the Nuggets beat the Timberwolves 142-138, the Spurs over the Thunder 117-102, Knicks beat the Cavaliers 126-124. Tonight, the Clippers will face the Trailblazers, the Bucks will go against the Grizzlies, the Pistons will face the Jazz, the Suns will go against the Pelicans, and the Raptors will face the Wizards. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:13. California news coming up next.
It's the time of the year that we reflect on how quickly the days, months, and years fly by. It's the end of one new year and the beginning of a new one. We think about the resolutions we made, the ones we kept, and the ones we didn't. Well, as the new year begins, it's time to clean the slate and resolve again. Well, here at Davis Body Shop, our New Year's resolutions haven't changed in over 50 years. And that's why we're still here, while others have come and gone. You see, our New Year's resolutions are simple. Being honest and fair, giving you the best value, and making sure your experience is a pleasant one. Oh, and our 100% satisfaction guarantee? That says it all. Happy New Year from the Davis family. Davis Body Shops on El Camino Real, downtown Atascadero, and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
California headline news. Parts of Southern California hit by heavy rain over the Christmas holiday. Flash flood warnings posted up and down the coast. Ira Spitzer reports the holiday storm is blamed for at least three deaths.
Governor Gavin Newsom has declared a state of emergency in Los Angeles and several other California counties due to heavy rain and flooding. At particular risk are areas burned in wildfires, which devastated the region just under a year ago.
Try this again in 3, 2, 1. California headline news. Parts of Southern California hit by heavy rain over the Christmas holiday. Flash flood warnings posted up and down the coast. Ira Spitzer reporting the holiday storm is blamed for at least three deaths.
Governor Gavin Newsom has declared a state of emergency in Los Angeles and several other California counties due to heavy rain and flooding. At particular risk are areas burned in wildfires, which devastated the region just under a year ago.
Evacuation orders were in effect for several communities near recent burn areas that face an increased risk of mudslides and debris flows. The National Weather Service says many areas got record rainfall for the two-day period from Christmas Eve through Christmas Day. Meanwhile, in Northern California, thousands spent part of their holiday coping with power outages due to high winds.
I stayed up till about 1 or 2 in the morning because I had to plug in my fridge. I had to get everything going because I had to cook Christmas breakfast, and I did not want to lose that food.
I'm John Gilliland. This is California Headline News.
With Steel, batteries are included. This holiday season, give a gift that's ready to go right out of the box. For everything from cleaning up the yard to cutting up firewood, Steel Tools check off the wish list and knock out the to-do list. And right now, buy select battery tool sets and get a free extra battery. Visit SteelUSA.com for holiday deals and gift ideas. Happy holidays from Steel. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
FIFA World Cup 2026 is coming soon, but your opportunity to be there starts now through an exclusive offer with an eligible Bank of America Visa credit card. For a limited time, become a new customized cash rewards or unlimited cash rewards Visa credit card holder, and you will be eligible for a chance to purchase FIFA World Cup 2026 tickets. Learn more at bofa.com/cardfwc26. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be the official bank of FIFA World Cup 2026. Bank of America NA in partnership with Visa. Terms apply. Awards reserved.
Hi, this is Sunny from the Floral Parlor right next to Bridge Sportsman in downtown Paso Robles. When you're grabbing your guns, grab some roses. Because friends don't let friends buy grocery store flowers, please support my small local flower shop. Swing by the Floral Parlor and say hello and receive a free mini bouquet. Yes, a free bouquet. We're a full-service florist serving and delivering beautiful fresh flowers on the Central Coast. Check out our website, thefloralparlor.com. We're on Spring Street across from the Boot Barn. See you soon.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go, my grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
KPRL News continues at 7:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. Douglas firs have practically flown off Robert Criswell's Christmas tree farms this year. Since mid-November, the Santa Clara County farmer has sold more trees than in the prior 4 years combined, he told Ag Alert in a field report. They're coming out early for trees, even in almost constant rain, Criswell said earlier this month. If it goes the way the early season is going, it's going to be wild. Christmas tree shopping typically peaks the weekend following Christmas before following Thanksgiving before tapering off throughout December. At Criswell's Farms, customers can purchase a tree this year for $80, a price he said it was set in consultation with other local farmers. It's very important to me that customers go away happy rather than feel they've been overcharged, Criswell said. Happy customers will come back, and that's how I've grown my clientele. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt's Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt's Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton, 434-3276. Cloudy today with some showers, highs in the mid-50s, southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Some clouds tonight with low 40s, south winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clouds and sunshine mixed in tomorrow, highs in the mid-50s, north-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Sunday, sunny on Monday, mostly sunny on Tuesday, mostly cloudy on Wednesday, cloudy on Thursday and Friday, with about a 40 to 60% chance of showers each day. Upper 50s Sunday, low 60s on Monday, mid-60s Tuesday, low 60s Wednesday and Thursday, 58 a week from today. Currently, it is 49 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:21.
Thank goodness. It's Pi Day, Rini.
I know. Everybody loves Fry. Wait, what did you say, John?
I said, thank goodness it's Pi Day.
Pi Day?
Exactly. Every Friday is Pi Day. We work hard all week and deserve a scrumptious piece of Lynn's pie. In fact, I'm treating myself to a piece of Olali Berry. I've worked hard and I deserve it.
Really? Well, if the size of that slice equals how hard we work, my piece of raspberry rhubarb would be twice that size.
There you go again. But there's no exaggerating the taste of this handmade Lynn's pie. Mm-mm. You really do make the best pie in the universe, honey.
The universe, John? Now who's exaggerating?
Oh, okay. The planet.
Happy Pie Day, everyone!
You can enjoy Lynn's pies at their farm and restaurants in Cambria, or bake one at home yourself. Find Lynn's ready-to-bake frozen pies at your local market or Costco in the freezer section.
Oh, that's real good.
It's Lynn's.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Maria Bartiromo, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The S&P 500 hits all-time intraday high at Friday's open, coming off its 39th record close of this year. There are no earnings reports or major economic reports scheduled to be released today. Shares of Coupang, considered the Amazon of Asia, jumping Friday. The South Korean internet retail company had announced that personal customer information that was leaked in a data breach had been deleted. Nike is looking to extend a rally that began on Christmas Eve after Apple CEO Tim Cook nearly doubled his stake in the sneaker company, purchasing shares worth around $3 million. And Japan's Prime Minister Sane Takeuchi announcing that her national government's initial budget will see a primary balance surplus in 2026, the first time in 28 years. And that's your Fox Business Report. I'm Laura Cantor, invested in you.
Need life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, even porky or with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013, 800-444-2013, or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. 800-444-2013.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Holidays are just around the corner, and if your family is coming to town, give them the gift of comfort and beauty at Allegretto Vineyard Resort in Paso Robles. From vineyard views to luxurious rooms, festive dining, and special holiday celebrations, Allegretto is the perfect home away from home, so your family doesn't overrun yours. Make this holiday season memorable and welcome your loved ones with the warmth of Paso Robles hospitality. Book now at AllegrettoVineyardResort.com.
We're here to help. At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialist. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385.
Let's pay a visit to Rich London, the mattress specialist in Paso Robles.
Well, Gary, as you can see, I'm packed. You walk in here, there's beds everywhere. I have a lot of new beds in, and I have my regular beds. I've got my Chatham & Wells, which are top, top, top-notch beds. Those are the high-end beds from Gottschalk's, and they're incredible beds. I've got those on sale. I've got my Eastman House beds on sale, whether it's the latex or the memory foam.
If you want it, you'll probably find it at the mattress specialist, 13th and Riverside, Paso Robles.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
Email into the studio, Kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech. Brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, your Honda Power Equipment dealer in Atascadero. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. To join us on the Friday edition, the right choice.
It feels like raindrops falling from
the Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Alrighty, coming up this afternoon, no Kenny or Darcia, so I've got some specials lined up, and again, they follow the Christmas spirit of the season. Also, we'd like to congratulate our winner for the gift certificate from Joe's Place, one of the qualifiers on trivia this week, and it is Emily Renault. Emily Renault, you've got 30 days, but you got to, you know, subtract from the days off because nobody's here at the office today. But the best thing is always call before you trek on over to this end of town, the office number, that is. And there you go. So we'll do this again next year, next week. Well, no, next year is next week, but not Monday. Okay. Whatever the hell I'm talking about there. Let's see here. You know, last hour, a little bit of old remedies. Also came across something, you know, as we are piling it on, so to speak, for our holiday foods. And now we do have traditions and so forth within the family and countries. That's not unusual. But there are some things that bygone Christmas side dishes that have disappeared from American tables. I'd forgot about this one. Chris, I don't know if you ever had him.
What is it?
Creamed onions.
No.
Okay. I do remember having them, and probably I like them. Dutch's potatoes. You ever had those?
Nope. What's Dutch about them?
I don't know what's Dutch about them, but I do remember having them at my Aunt Mary Jane's, and they were good because it's hard to mess up a potato.
That's true.
It really is. Braised red cabbage.
Ooh, I am unfamiliar with all of these.
Well, most people are. I probably, well, let me see here. And then let's see here. Okay. Yorkshire pudding.
Still a no.
Still a no.
Still a no.
Okay. It's a traditional British, but it was popular at a time here in the United States. I don't know. I don't even know what it is. I know I've never had it. And then parsnips were once a common winter vegetable before potatoes took over American tables. And again, it's a parsnip cakes, a humble British staple introduced in America in the early 1900s, remained popular through World War II because the hearty vegetable was easy to grow during rationing with a mixture of baked or fried and enriched with butter or gravy. But since they are a vegetable, I wouldn't have liked them anyway. So anyway, those are some things that are, I'm assuming, no longer served at the dinner table for any holiday season or any day at all. But the creamed onions, I do remember those and liking them. But like, you know, our, like, okay, Chris, here's one. Have you ever had mincemeat pie?
No.
Okay. Obviously, you've had pumpkin pie.
Yes, I have. Love pumpkin pie.
You love pumpkin. You probably like apple pie, too.
Yes, I do.
All right. What did I say?
Minced meat pie.
Yeah, I think that's the name of it. Because, again, our tastes change because it seems like year to year, Mom would get a different type of pie for the holidays. And I don't know. I think for a two-year span, I love the mint. Mincemeat pie. And then all of a sudden, I didn't like it anymore and haven't since. So, and I've never liked pumpkin pie anyway. So, that should be removed from the table as well, along with broccoli and Brussels sprouts and the rest of it and stuff like that. And little drummer boy, just get rid of them all. Just make life better.
Why don't we just make Kevin in charge of Christmas from here on out? Then it'll be a much better holiday.
No, it would be pretty dull and boring because people, you know, most people like to have a lot of variety of things, you know?
That's true.
So they wouldn't want, not mine, not at all. No, because mine would be pretty simple. Just, again, not thrilling at all. All right, let's see here. What else do we have other than Slowcog wanting more of our money? We didn't get to this fully because phone call, which is what we want here. Slowcog, the budget focuses on regional transportation. Now, facing a significant funding gap for its regional transportation plan, with a recent proposed sales tax, as Chris mentioned, for aiming for $35 million annually for local roads and transit, while their adopted budget for at least last year or the year before was about $11.2 million, and that decreased from previous. Now, Slowcog identifies a substantial shortfall over $2 billion in funding its multi-transportation system affecting roads safety, they have to throw that in, and transit. Well, let me just go back to what I told you about the county is approximately $1.1 billion budget. And the priority under the recent new board is homelessness. Doesn't say anything about transportation. As a matter of fact, I think that's number 6 or 7 on the list as far as priorities. So you have an agency that's looking at a $2 billion shortfall in funding. And the county has done nothing to do that. So this exploration of the new sales tax for the 2026 ballot to generate funds for local and regional transportation needs. Now, their approved budget for the 25-26 was around $11.2 million. And also they get some funds like state and federal, but that is also diminishing because the state doesn't have it. And the federal government is cutting back. So we've had this little discussion before, but overall, this has to do with almost all government-run transportation systems, especially public transit, you know, the buses that we see riding around town empty. But let's go to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Hey, I think the winner this morning said "My Girl," and I think the song was "My Guy." So I just wanted to call in and say we were ready with "My Guy."
I must have missed it.
That's okay. We love listening anyway.
Okay. Well, thank you for that.
Sure. See you.
Bye. Right, bye. All right. I'll rip up the ticket here and forget about it. Nobody wins today. I must have missed it. Of course, I'll hear it on the playback a little bit later. Almost all government-run transportation systems, they lose money. And again, this is all taxpayer subsidies. And the cost that they charge to run these things, not to run them, but for the people, it only covers about 33% of the cost. So the taxpayers are eating all that. You know, just here, like LA's Metro and the BART in San Francisco, it requires billions of dollars in annual public support to function. And it's even a larger crisis with money due to the ridership that has been going down. We've mentioned that before. Now, why do they lose money? Well, labor costs. Okay, that's the number one, the labor cost. And then you have, you know, things that you need to do, maintenance, and you need fuel as well. And the fares are intentionally kept low or free for accessibility, meaning they can't cover the expenses, and they're hoping that subsidies can bridge the gap. So, for example, California needs over $10 billion in taxpayer support annually to break even with the, you know, that. And LA Metro and BART need billions each as well. So no major U.S. public transportation system is profitable. Most lose money on every trip. In essence, public transportation is seen as a vital public service, not a profit-making business. That's why the reliance on government funding to keep the services running. You know, the question comes up with a lot of things within government. How long can we continue to do this? Not taking in the national, that should be each state's issue, but here in California. If we need over $10 billion a year and we're not even close to making any money, how long can we continue to do this? And is it worth the money? I've never seen a study that says, well, the absolute vital public service. Now, in areas such as Los Angeles and San Francisco, I understand, you know, people, I don't know if it's because they've gotten used to the public transit and they've grown up with it like a lot of people on the East Coast. But certainly, you know, here we see the empty buses. I'd like for SLOCOG to show us numbers on the amount of people that use the public transportation and don't add up the same people using it every day. How many people and what's it costing us and how much are we losing? Obviously, we're losing money, but now they want money. And what is their budget and what do their employees make at SLOCOG? So they want this. And again, from my understanding is there'll be a no sunset clause on this. So just some things to consider when it comes out, which, by the way, Chris, did they say anything about when they're going to go through some public hearings, talk to the cities, and then hopefully get it out to the public, obviously before November, but do they have any time frame?
If you're referring to the city meetings, they've already done Paso Robles. That was on the 16th. Tascadero is on the 13th, and the County Board of Supervisors meeting is on the 20th. In January, I mean.
Okay. But as far as getting out exactly what the ballot would say, they have no time frame for that, right?
Not yet.
Okay. All right. Well, we shall see, and we'll see what happens. But at least in California, people are willing to continue to give money to government when they can't handle it right. So that... we'll go on. All right. 238-5775-238-KPRL. Okay, I already got that on the trivia. Trivia is becoming more of a pain in the neck. I don't know how much longer we're going to continue to do it, but people are obsessed with it, which I guess you can say is good. I already got that one. Okay. Got that one. All right. So there we have A couple of other things I got earlier on the text. So, with that, we'll go to the phone line. Thank goodness. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Merry belated Christmas. I wanted to let you know that I had the pleasure of having Christmas dinner at the home of a couple that were born in the Netherlands, and we had like 8 side dishes, which was crazy. There were 6 of us, and they did beets a Dutch way. Well, he did. He did all the cooking, and he did mashed potatoes the Dutch way, and it was just, he did Bosque pears the Dutch way, and sweet. It was just amazing. I just wanted to say that I was so blessed and so thankful to be there. And I brought a little bit of the leftovers home with me for today and tomorrow, so I'm excited.
Okay. Let me ask you and everybody else a question. If you're invited to a dinner and they come out with, in this case, all these dishes and so forth, are you obligated to try all of them?
Yes, I was.
No. I'm not asking about you personally. Is it proper etiquette?
Well, I kind of think that depends on if you were born on the East Coast or the West Coast. I think that kind of culture varies by nationality and ethnic, that kind of stuff. But personally, I was raised in Philadelphia area, so I did taste everything. And I think a personal preference, but politeness is a cultural thing. Depends on your parents and upbringing and your environment as a child, I believe.
Well, but if you don't like something, why would you eat it?
Yeah, just to be polite. I've had to do that many times over the last 50 years or so.
Well,
yeah.
My parents were pretty strict about the etiquette and so forth. But maybe as I got older, since they weren't around, if I don't like something, I'm not eating it.
Yeah, I agree. I don't blame you. My parents were very strict, and I'll take a bite and try it. Yeah, I'm not a big sauerkraut person, but they served sauerkraut last night the German way, because we had a German national with us.
Mm-hmm.
It was a really good meal, though, and I'm still really stuffed. I'm not sure what I'm going to eat for breakfast, if anything. But
so what was the main dish?
Sirloin steaks. Each one of us got a sirloin steak that was 8 or 9 inches long and 3 or 4 inches wide, which is a lot of meat. And, he said, do you want yours rare, medium, well? And he went around the room and he tried to remember what everybody said. And it was chaos, but it was a really big, giant piece of meat. And he did a really good job of trying to make everybody happy. And believe me, I was thrilled, and I brought 3/4 of mine home, because I can't eat a steak like that big. No way. I'm too small.
I just thought of something. The way to get out of it on the food, just say you're allergic to it.
Yeah, that works. Yeah. I don't know how many people are allergic to beets, but the technique that he used, and I happen to be a cook, I was very impressed with the way he did the beets. I have spent time in the Netherlands, but I've never had their beets like that. That was really good. It was interesting, and I brought one of those beets home with me, so I'm excited. I got good food for the next 2 days.
Well, beets are supposed to be very healthy for you, aren't they?
Yes. Yes, they are. And, they're a staple in the Balkans and also, of course, Russia. So that whole part of the world, they have beets almost every day because they store really well. They can store, for months and months and months. They're a root vegetable, so they store for a long, long, long time, just like potatoes. Yeah, so,
Right. Since they store a long time, you can store them until I'm no longer breathing.
All right, young man. That's hilarious. Yep.
All right,
thanks for your show. We appreciate it very much.
Glad you enjoyed your super-duper dinner.
I did. Thank you.
All right,
bye. Bye.
Chris, you like beets?
I don't remember the last time I've had beets, actually, but I'd be willing to try them.
So you are willing to try foods that you haven't tried before?
Yes. If it's something I know for a fact I don't like, I will point that out. But if it's prepared in a way that I'm not familiar with, I'll at least give it a try.
Okay. So if you went to someone's house and they have all these 8 side dishes, you're going to probably try it all?
I don't know about all of them. I might try, let's say, a little more than half of them, pick out a favorite or two, and stick with that.
Okay.
Because trying 8 different dishes is a lot.
I just would have said no thank you and ate the meat. The steak. It's like, I don't want this beets and all this other stuff. It ruins the ability to digest the steak, all the other stuff. It's like it's in my stomach's way. I want the meat. I don't want that other stuff. But that's why I never get invited to go anywhere. He's a pain in the neck.
I appreciate the self-awareness in that regard.
Yes, 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 yes. All right, this way.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The annual New Year's Eve celebration for Paso Robles will be returning next week on Thursday, December 31st. The New Year's Eve bonfire and concert starts at 7 p.m. with a countdown to midnight for the East Coast starting at 9. Other highlights include food trucks, beer, wine and cocktails, and Dragon Knights Stilt Walkers. San Luis Obispo County was pelted with rain this Christmas, causing closures and various kinds of damage throughout the county. Here in Paso Robles, North and South River Road were closed on Christmas Day due to significant mud and debris. In Atascadero, a portion of the canopy of a Shell gas station collapsed, forcing the station to temporarily close. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy with showers this morning, highs in the mid-50s, it's 50 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Angelo Bavarum. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky says he plans to meet with President Trump on Sunday amid peace talks.
He posted on social media about a Christmas Day call Zelensky did. Today we had a very good conversation with President Trump's special envoy Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner. We are truly working 24/7 to bring closer the end of this brutal Russian war against Ukraine.
And that's the latest on Ukraine. The U.S. military there striking ISIS sites in Nigeria on Christmas due to the slaughter of Christians in that country.
This is an issue in Africa that has caught the president's attention for a bit now. He's previously lashed out on the country's government for having done nothing to stop the killing. His administration has even met with the Nigerian officials to discuss the issue, even threatening to cut off aid to the country.
America is listening to Fox News.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
Get into the spirit at the Garden Lights and Winter Nights in downtown Atascadero. Sunken Gardens is glowing with thousands of sparkling lights in the beautiful trees, creating the perfect winter paradise. Festive shopping, great food, warm drinks, and holiday fun throughout downtown. Thanks to the sponsors, City of Atascadero, Atascadero Tourism Business Improvement District, Sousa Construction, plus Avila Traffic Safety, 3CE, H&R Block, and PG&E. Come celebrate the season in downtown Atascadero. Find all the details at visitatascadero.com.
North County weather.
At 10 minutes away from 8 o'clock, and it is brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. Well, let's see here. A little updated. 56% chance of showers this morning, becoming less numerous during the afternoon hours, but clouds remaining. Highs in the mid-50s, and maybe, but only about a 20% chance of rain tonight. Overnight lows with some clouds in the low 40s, and sunshine and clouds mixed in a little bit, mid-50s on your Saturday. As we head out to Sunday, we'll have temperatures in the mid-50s, low 60s, sunny Monday. Mostly sunny, mid-60s Tuesday. Clouds coming back, low 60s Wednesday. Chance of rain about 50% next Thursday, 60, upper 50s Friday. And then there you go. Today's UV index will be 2, up and down, 7:12 a.m., 4:57 p.m., we're still at 50 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. All right, let's see here. We have 8.5 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Time for birthdays and anniversaries.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles, serving lunch every day, brunch on the weekends, and of course, dinner Wednesday through Sunday. Okay, we missed yesterday, so we'll back up, and those who celebrated on Christmas Day, wonder what that's like. Mitchell McKenna, Kathy Robertson David, Terry Anderson, Heather Simpson, Tony Wallace, Jason Cebulski, Jan Stemper Brown, Brett Noel, that's kind of goes, doesn't it? Donovan Schmidt, and Glennis Grogan. Now we are, today we only have one. Barbara Boys. Then tomorrow, Margaret, Terry Minchell. Hey, Terry. John Avila Sr., Kennedy Foster, Elena DeLeon, Elena Cohn. It says Mike Sherwin, eh? Mitch and Kelly Robb and Clyde and Diane Young. Sunday's local celebrity. Courtney Moore, Jeff Rogan, Carol Ford. Hey, Jesse Andrade, Chuck Lefevre. We have Runo Lenning, Carol Samuel, Kylie Ralston, Dave Cadilla, Vicente Garcia, and Susan Lyon. Those are your local celebrities. On my right-hand side, some folks you may have heard of. Let's see here. Admiral of the Navy, George Dewey, 1837, 1917. Henry Miller, the author, 1891, 1980. Mao Tse-tung, 1893. Good Riddance in 1976. Good actor, Richard Widmark, 1914, 2008. Steve Allen, 1921-2000, athletic director and football coach and sportscaster, Frank Broyles, University of Arkansas, 1924-2017. Always liked this guy. Alan King, comedian and TV panelist, 1927-2004. Who else do we have on the list? Oh, Duke Fakir from the Four Tops. Yep, 1935, Duke passed away in 2024. Onward we go. Ken Howard, the composer and songwriter, 1939-2024. The Tycoon of Teen and the Murderer. Phil Spector, 1939-2021. Pitcher, played for the Giants and others. Ray Sadecki, 1940-2014. John Walsh, America's Most Wanted, 1945. Hall of Fame catcher, Carlton Fisk, 1947. Dave Rader, catcher and played with a bunch of teams, 1948. Chris Chambliss, yeah, Rookie of the Year, World Series champ with the Yanks, of course, 1948. Who else do we have here? Oh, my goodness, from Cal Poly, Wizard of Oz, Ozzy Smith, 1954. Also on the list, we have from Metallica, Lars Ulrich, drummer, 1963. And pro wrestler, Dennis Knight, 1968. A long list today. Who else is here? Kit Harington, the actor, 1986. And that is it. All right, let's see here. Passing away on this day, Gerald Rudolph Ford. I didn't know that was his name in the middle there. Rudolph, huh. He died this day. Elsa Lanchester, Bride of Frankenstein, and others. She passed away in 1986. Jack Benny, 1974. Harry Truman passed away, 1972. Gorgeous George, famous wrestler. He died in 1963. He was known for his platinum hair and robes and costumes and all the rest of it. I guess he was probably the first and one of the biggest stars of the golden age of professional wrestling. And I'm assuming here that Bruno Sammartino followed. Again, he died in 1963. Tom Smothers, Smothers' brother, passed away in 2023. They have a winery up north. Desmond Tutu passed away in 2021. And who else? The creator of Tiger, the cartoonist, Bud Blake, 2005. Jason Robards Jr. died in 2000. Jeff Morrow, the actor from The Robe and others, he died in 1993. And who else? Let's see here. Melville Dewey, the creator of the Dewey Decimal System, passed away in 1931, and that is it. All right. Let's see here, ladies and gentlemen, going to the top of the list. He was born in Mobile, Alabama, but his family moved when he was about six to the Los Angeles area and watched to be exact. And he started doing the springboarding and doing stuff in a lumberyard. That became known, you know, if you've ever seen Ozzie Smith play, the famous for his backflip, that's where he started to do it. So he went to high school not far from, well, about an hour from Dodger Stadium, and he was a Dodger fan. And he had some pretty good competition in high school. He played a little bit of hoops, and one of his teammates was Marcus Johnson, who went to UCLA and ended up being a first-round pick. I think one of the top three or four overall way back when, and he was an all-star in the NBA quite a few times and champion with UCLA, of course, and he was a National College Player of the Year. So Ozzie played with him in high school. By the way, Marcus Johnson was one of the most graceful guys you ever saw play hoops. And also another teammate, this was on the baseball team at the same high school, was future Hall of Famer Eddie Murray. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Anyway, so Smith started out with the San Diego Padres, and then in that famous trade with him and Gary Templeton and so forth, and he ended up on the St. Louis Cardinals. And for 13 consecutive years, he was a Gold Glove award-winning shortstop. And he got a lot better at hitting, too. He ended up hitting .262 for his career, and at one point was a Silver Slugger Award. He did come around. He had over 2,400 hits in his career, and he also had over 570 stolen bases. And, of course, he won a World Series championship with the St. Louis Cardinals. As I mentioned, a 13-time Gold Glove Award winner and a 15-time All-Star. Man, he was just fun to watch. Fun to watch playing that shortstop position so many years for the St. Louis Cardinals. The Wizard of Oz goes to the top of the list, Ozzie Smith.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. Slocog voted to move forward with its draft expenditure plan for its proposed local roads first transportation tax, which they plan to have on the 2026 ballot. CHP arrested 13 suspects earlier this month and recovered more than $800,000 in merchandise. The suspects were involved in a coordinated, organized retail theft network in California. The investigation began with a traffic stop in October, eventually serving warrants for residences, storage lockers, and a storage lot. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy with showers today, highs in the mid-50s, it's 50 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
All righty, after he retired, he did the MLB stuff on Saturday. He used to help out a little bit with Mel Allen and did some broadcasting for the St. Louis Cardinals. And because of his connection with the, shall we say, the Cardinals and Anheuser-Busch, he got a distributorship and did quite well for himself. One and only Ozzie Smith, Hall of Famer to the top. This hour brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.